Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Everybody is saying, and I've seen multiple people now talking about, well, somebody watched White Lotus and said, Lance, you did not tell us enough to prevent watching the end of White Lotus.
Dell and I were pretty we were pretty adamant last week that it's not it's if you can't tell we had some concerns.
It must be pretty bad.
It just it delves into stuff that's not typically on a streaming show.
Okay,
is that fair to say, Dell? It's like I don't want to give away anything, but it's, and I didn't watch yesterday, so I have no idea, but I just know this. It just had a scene that I'm like, oh my God. Hmm. You thought it might be coming, that it might be coming up, but.
When it lands,
you're like, good Lord, Mike White. I've always been troubled by Mike White, too. He did this movie called Chuck and Buck. It was just so troubling. I just remember watching it, and the 25, 30 minutes in, I was just like, it's like watching a John Waters movie. He just, John Waters just makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like the end of Less Than Zero. That's.
Yeah, well, it was worse than that.
No!
It's worse than Julian. Yes, it's worse than James Spader taking advantage of Julian.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm convinced sent Robert Downey Jr. spiraling down a death spiral at that time. So he pulled himself out with Iron Man.
All right. So the Astros win two out of three.
Let's go through all three of. Well, you already did the
first
Fromber one.
Yeah, we did because we had the show on Thursday.
Fromber was phenomenal.
He was just phenomenal. And he gave you seven strong, and then the bullpen was just. Abreu, three walks, and then Hader giving up the run, and has Juan Soto with two on in the bottom of the ninth. He's the lead run at the plate. He struck him out. Thank God. But boy, you want to talk about difficult to watch. It was worse than White Lotus watching the end of that game.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
And then Hunter Brown was good. I mean, he was good. Was he great? No, he wasn't great. He gave up three runs, two of them earned, three walks, seven strikeouts. He was good. He was good. The offense couldn't do anything against McGill. I mean, McGill is one of the great pitchers of all time. Six strikeouts, 77. He only threw 77 pitches, in five innings. And, And the Astros couldn't do anything. They did absolutely nothing. Three hits the whole game. They scored a run. It was just not great. It was offensively struck out 10 times in the game. Just not good. But, I mean, it was a 3-1 game. Astros win 3-1 in game one, and the Mets win 3-1 in game two. And then Spencer Arrighetti. Boy, that dude dealt, huh? Was he? He looked.
He was fantastic.
He was awesome.
Fearless. He had no fear. He looks unbelievably confident on the bump. He looks like a real dude. And you know, the only slip up, and I give Jose Siri a lot of credit. Boy, was he dripping. Double lightning bolt earrings.
Yes.
Like three different types of chains
or colorful
ropes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you missed it, he makes a great play. It's a shot back up the middle toward the left of the mound. And he snags it with his glove, and then he looks Siri back to third. Well, look, he didn't run all the way back to third. He was almost at third.
I mean, Siri.
And then he turns and just kind of nonchalantly threw to first. He wasn't that far away. He had been moving towards first. He was halfway in between the mound and first base. And he just kind of lobs it over, tosses it over softly. And Siri being Siri, timed as soon as he turned around, Siri took off.
The problem was how close he was because he can't fire it over there, right?
No, but it could have been a little quicker.
You could have thrown it quicker.
He could have expedited. But who would have thought Siri was going?
No. Siri is, he is, and he scored. And it
ignited them too initially. And then, you know, but I think the real conversations we need to start having right now has been starting pitching has been great. This bullpen has, man, the back end guys, Abreu and Hader, need to get it together. They have got to quit putting guys on base. They have got to bear down a little bit. You know, King did a nice job when he came in for
two strikeouts.
Eric Geddy, he did a really nice job. You know, he doesn't throw hard. He's 92, and he just had the ball up in the zone and just kind of.
You know, it ain't that easy. Abreu gave up a walk and he struck out two and looked good. Hader gave up a walk. I mean, but thank God it was a bullet and Pena was right there. Otherwise, that's a tie game.
No, he has not looked. He is not dominant.
But he started this way last year.
I know. But he also had a disappointing year for the money he made.
Yeah. He's got the best batting average against in Major League history. 158. Hader.
Does he?
Over 250 innings, yeah.
Not with the Astros. Well, it's been okay.
No, it's been good.
It's been okay. He just has to avoid walks. It's not like he gets beat all over the park. He just, you know, he loses control a little bit.
Yeah.
But the starters, you know, starters did their job. The bats are a little slow right now. Bats aren't getting off to a great start. What do you think about the new additions, Walker?
Well, he had his Walker, Sunday Rogers, lineup on Saturday in there.
And Paredes.
I guess it was Chaz was playing. I guess Dubon, I don't know what he's going to do.
Okay, I want to ask you this. This is so dumb, and I don't want to. I'm really honestly don't want to harp on this because I've made my opinion known. But what are we doing when we're having to replace Jose Altuve, take him out of the lineup because he's a defensive replacement late? What are we really like? Did I miss something where Altuve was killing you at second base? I don't want to hear about the metrics with your human eyes. Did Jose Altuve cost you games at second base? How in the world are we just not flip-flopping Dubon and Altuve?
I don't get it.
Honestly, in that game,
I don't know.
Why is Altuve coming out of a game? Why are you taking that bat out of a game?
Well,
a close game.
In a close game, right. And putting just, Brandon Rogers in his place who can't hit.
It's just Joe. What are we doing here, Joe? Honestly, you're taking out one of your best
hitters. This is a front office thing, not Joe. I think it's a front office thing.
But he's got to manage the game. They didn't tell him to. All you had to do, Joe, is
who would you rather have in left field late in the game? Dubon.
Yes. So put Altuve at second. Hey, and guess what? We don't get Rogers at all, and we keep that bat in the lineup.
Yeah. So you're not putting Jose Altuve. He will play second base, I think. I think Altuve will play second base.
I think there's going to be a couple more slip-ups in the outfield, and there's going to be a lot more pressure to move him back.
So Caratini played. DeCenzo played. You got to play. McCormick played. By the way, Shaz turned on a ball for the first time in I don't know how long. It'll be interesting to see whether or not Cam Smith can pull some balls. Everything's been to right field, going to right field because I think he's late on these. We got to see some power out of him pulling the baseball. Christian Walker is hitting .083, and he's hitting bullets. He's I think he's had seven balls that have left the bat at 100 miles an hour, and he's only hitting .083.
Yeah, but you take that extra velo though.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah, but it'd be nice if he can find some holes.
It'll start coming around. He's hitting the ball hard. Yep, that's the main thing. Really good what happened with to see. And it didn't look like he had any lift on that ball on the home run hit by it was Pena. A laser hit by Pena, but that was nice to see because you need him to step up and play well. But you know, when we come back, the story of baseball over the weekend was
We come back, it's what Ship talk.
If Dell's got it ready.
Yeah, he better have it ready. That's his job.
And later on, he can't
do his job?
Yeah, I think he can.
Well, if Sean was here, we'd have ship talk.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
No, Sean would not even put that together.
Yeah, Sean would put it together. Yeah, Sean would. Yeah, because that's what Sean does. He works. He works
his
ass off.
No, what Sean would say is, I don't do that. It's not my – I'm just filling in. He would not do it.
Yeah.
You don't know Sean.
Yeah, no, he would say, I'm just filling in.
Yeah, he would not do it.
No, if he was our permanent producer.
He wouldn't have come up with the idea.
No, but it's an idea
so
now.
So it's my idea And you think Sean would have come up with it, knowing Sean?
Listen, it doesn't matter whose idea it is. Like, I'll do Believe It or Not right now. Well, I don't care.
Sean's okay? Sean,
believe it. I'll do it right now.
Believe it.
Believe it.
Sean's not going to rip anything off, and he's certainly not going to put in the effort for this show.
Yeah, no. Sean will do it. Sean's a great employee.
There's no evidence. I'm not saying he isn't. There's no evidence he would put in the effort for this show.
You're denigrating Sean and the greatness that he brings to the show.
He would agree.
Okay. He had, when we called for a when we called for a clip on Friday, or Thursday, what happened?
Immediately.
Let me ask you something. Did you find the clip for him, or did he find it?
He found it.
He found the clip. He put the clip on the rundown, or did you?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
That doesn't matter. But like when we call for it, he plays it.
It's irrelevant. If you put together Ship Talk, he'll play it.
Okay. Time to talk about Chastain Ford. What do I have on today? Oh, my Chastain Ford shirt. That's right. And it's red for the Cougs because they're Cougs. They love their Cougs. Chastains love their Cougs. You, my friends, are going to benefit from, and you don't have to be a Coug. You could go wherever you went to school. But if you are a Coug, Chastain Ford supports the programs. Maybe you should support Chastain Ford. But that's not why you buy a car from somebody. Why do you buy a car from somebody? Because they're going to give you a great deal. They're going to give you the best deal. They're going to give you the $6,500 off F-150s right now. The end of March is here. Truck month is here. Is it going to last? I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. All I know is it's right now. Chastain Ford has got, it's March 31st. That means it's the last day of the month. That means we don't know what's happening tomorrow. Today might be the day that you need to get in and take advantage of $6,500 off of 2024 F-150s. Plus, you got the Chastain discounts as well. Last day. Let's get over to Chastain Ford and take advantage of these prices on new vehicles. Yeah, they're 2024s, but who cares? You got a Super Duty, take it $3,000 off, and you got the Chastain Ford discounts as well. I'm telling you, get to Chastain Ford to take advantage of them. All right? They're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. Transparent pricing. You'll love doing business with Chastain Ford. I do. It's where I buy all my cars, and I will continue to do so. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford. All right, welcome back. Time for Ship Talk. Who was talking ship this week? I know the Pistons and Wolves, T-Wolves were talking ship. I know that.
Well, none of that was really recorded or good for air, but yeah, there was a fight because the T-Wolves and the Pistons will fight. I think the Rockets lead the league in ejections and disqualifications. I think Dylan Brooks added to that last night, but the Pistons aren't far behind with Isaiah Stewart.
Isaiah Stewart is a...
Ron Holland is on that list as well, the rookie. He will fight you, and he was involved in the altercation that led to him and DiVincenzo and Stewart and others getting thrown out. And Marcus Sasser. Well, he was part of it, too. He wanted some.
He only got to play 6 minutes.
Well, don't get thrown out of a basketball game. You get to play more than 6 minutes.
Maybe he just wanted to go celebrate the Cougs. I don't know. Maybe he just
was. He was celebrating on Twitter.
Yeah. I saw some former players were there, and
I saw Jairus Walker. Was there. Wait, no, that wasn't Jairus Walker, was it? Couldn't have been. Was he hurt?
He was at the game.
No, Jairus Walker was because it's Indiana.
Was at the game, yeah.
Yeah, that was Jairus Walker in a letter jacket, no less.
Yeah, that was great. All right, what ship talk do you have?
Well, we're going to stick with college basketball. We got a couple. Let's go to Kim Mulkey. Kim Mulkey's team was eliminated from the NCAA tournament over the weekend. And a reporter phrased a question in a way that she did not like. And if you can't hear it clearly, I'll read the exchange. But here's Kim Mulkey after their Elite Eight loss.
Jaden Smith, KLSU Sports. Coach, it's the second straight year you guys get eliminated in the Elite Eight. Just
keep... Yeah.
Terrible
or is that good?
Terrible.
Is it? How many Final Fours you play in?
None.
So it's probably pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
See, what now?
So he started the question, hey, coach, two times in a row, you've been eliminated from the Elite Eight. She goes,
oh, here we go.
Is that terrible or is that good? And he jokingly says, terrible. She goes, how many Final Fours are you playing? none. So it's probably pretty good then, huh? And then went on. She didn't appreciate him phrasing it or at least starting the question that way.
What if he said, women's basketball is easier?
Well, if.
Yeah.
Well, how would that have gone?
Coach, could you have beaten a 15-year-old men's or boys' team?
Oh, God. Can you imagine that?
could.
If you played a state championship high school team from 2A.
Well, not from 2. Maybe 2A. I don't know. All right. What else, Del?
We go to Jonathan Papelbon talking about someone who somehow became a star on this show, Rafael Devers. And this is more about Devers and his weight more than anything else.
Maybe he's out of shape. I don't know about both of them, but, you know, game shape, playing shape. But, you know, maybe we got to trim a little bit of fat, Jim. You know what happens when you trim fat?
Well, we know they're not hitting shape, right? So they're not hitting. Okay, go ahead. We're talking about trimming fat. What happened?
Pig squeal.
Oh.
Where's this going? No, go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, you trim fat, pig squeal. Pig, I mean, squeal. That's what you're looking for your pigs to squeal.
Well, they need some squealing.
Hit home runs.
They need some squealing.
But is it the shoulders? Is it, you know, is he in shape? I mean, we don't know these things. But to me, it looks like the swing is just a little bit behind.
Which is why they're beating him with fastballs.
Correct.
So he's fat, and if he loses.
Well, have you seen him? Like,
he's always.
Yeah. But he looks extra sassy, they say, this year.
Well, maybe he's like, well, screw you. You know what I'm going to do? I ain't working out. You want me to DH? I'll just sit around and eat. That's all. And give me my money. Don't matter. You got to pay me. If I strike out 10 times, most strikeouts in the first three games in Major League, recent Major League history.
It's true.
Yeah. I don't think this move to DH is working out real well for him. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. All right, Dell, what else we got?
This was by noted mini donkey farm owner Grant McCaslin. He's the head coach of Texas Tech. Somehow it came up about the recruitment process of his star, Darren Williams, and he revealed something about a parent of a prominent player about Darren Williams before he stepped on campus.
I had a family member of a significant player on our team telling me we were making a huge mistake recruiting him because he was not talented enough to play in the Big 12. And Darian Williams isn't just talented enough to play in the Big 12. He's an all Big 12 player that's got our team in the Elite Eight.
Hold on a second. His own family was bad-mouthing
no,
him?
A player,
a family
on his
member
team.
Of another player said it.
Another player. So it wasn't.
Could have been a mom.
It wasn't the family of the kid that was being recruited. Like, I don't know why you're recruiting him.
It was another player.
It was another player said, Darian's not good enough. Don't bring him in.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, and if I'm Darian, I'm like, okay.
Who was it?
Who said this?
Who said it?
Wait, what happened, coach? Did he just find this out?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, when they were recruiting him, they said don't bring him in.
No, but
oh, no,
did
Darian
the kid,
just found
did
this
Darian
out.
Just find out? Wait, coach? You never told me that. Who said that?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Well, they'll probably know who's a loudmouth mom or dad on the other team.
Yeah.
On the team.
I'm sure they saw.
He'll have an idea.
Yeah. I'm sure Darren Williams was going to take away some shots and some opportunities, and they probably didn't like it. That plays a part as well. Well, we move on to some advice from Bow Wow. We don't normally go to Bow Wow for advice, but he has some thoughts on NBA players, and then I'm going to ask you guys a question about this afterwards. Here's Bow Wow on NBA players and some of the women they wind up with.
So NBA and NFL players getting, you know, IG models pregnant, OnlyFans chicks pregnant.
Yeah, but they dumb, though. Yeah, they dumb, though. See, the girls know they can always get a that's 2 years into the league. Fresh out of college, come on, man, you know how long these been following these Instagram girls and probably been DMing them, and they probably been left on scene. They get that 100 men, that 200. Ah, they got it. They going for gold. Just because they got that money, that don't bypass who they really truly are. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, the ball players want to be rappers. They really want to be, they listen to our shit going into the arenas, rapping like us. They dressing like us. They, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, they get them, they way more greener than getting a rapper. Athletes is the easiest to get. That's why you always see them get caught up in. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. God bless them, man. They, yeah, them niggas tripping, man. You made your first 200. You ready to give up 50 a month for 18 years? Come on, man. Got to be more careful.
Now, throughout that video, they flash to an NBA player over. It's the same player over and over, like three or four times. Well, they intersperse a picture of this NBA player, different ones, and Bow Wow speaking. Can you guess which NBA player was the focus of that video? The same player that flashed multiple pictures of him.
Zion.
No.
Oh, no, because Zion's girl showed up in a video.
I'm going to
so
let you
clownish.
Guys come together. I'm going to give you two guesses between you. Zion and the white ball.
Keep going.
Jalen?
Not Jalen.
Luckily enough, not Jalen.
Okay.
Now you got one more guess. Guess the NBA player. Young one, because he was talking about young players.
Yeah, I mean, but is he on it? But he's not. But he's got to have a new contract.
A giant contract.
A giant contract. Who just signed a new contract?
I'll give you a clue.
Austin Reeves?
No, not Austin Reeves. If this player maybe acted a different way off the court, he would legitimately be in the running for face of the league. Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards.
They showed his picture 3 or 4 times.
Really?
In a 1 minute clip, by the way. Bang. Bang. This was the focus. And Anthony Edwards does have issues off the court with this particular
because he did, like, he's got child support now, because we know how that whole story went down.
Well, he's,
I assume.
He petitioned, he sent the letter, something along those lines. I don't want any part of this child's life. Let's get this done.
Okay. You don't have to. That's fine. Just pay the money.
But that
garnish is coming.
Yeah, and we also know about the send a video thing too, where he made sure
a woman
send the video of her taking Plan B. He don't want. I don't hear nothing you're saying. Send the video.
Send the video.
Oh.
Bow Wow with some sound advice.
But who knew we were going to Bow Wow?
I didn't until this weekend. That's what I learned this weekend. Bow Wow, great advice. He gives great advice.
That Bow Wow is the person that we need to go to for advice.
I mean, he's just telling everyone what's true.
Yeah.
Some women, they see an NBA player and go, I'm going to hit a lick. This is my guy. I'm going to seek him out and make sure this works.
It's kind of true, though.
It is. All right. That's it?
Yeah, it's 8:46.
Yeah, I know. It's 8:45. 8:45, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Man, the tush push might be on life support. We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about Texas Card House. So Texas Card House, I may have spent a lot of time at Texas Card House this weekend. Two locations. I went up to Spring to play in a $500,000 guaranteed and it's a Texas Card House event. Okay, $500,000 guaranteed. You got to just go throw bullets at that because who knows if you're going to catch cards and you get lucky and you've got, it's not generational wealth, but there's a lot of money out there. And Texas Card House is doing that kind of stuff. Okay. They are taking big risks putting guaranteeing $500,000. What a beautiful facility though. Spring and Westheimer. So then after I played in the event, I didn't win. In Spring on Saturday, yesterday, I said, you know what? Let me go play a little cash over on Westheimer. And it was great. Full bar, open till 2 a.m. You can host a private poker party. You don't have to be a great player. There's a lot of not great players. There's a lot of them. I'm one of them. Okay. But you can go with cash games, tournaments, Texas Hold'em, PLO. It's a really great facility. It's safe. You get wanted when you go there. There's cops on site. It's awesome. It really is well run. I mean, you get to tables. There's tables always going 24 hours. It's open 24/7. Come experience Texas Card House. Texas Card House. Get your poker on at Texas Card House. All right, welcome back. The Tush Push. So, because Philadelphia is just so much better, and then they won the Super Bowl. Because Philadelphia is just so much better at it, they want to ban it. And the league presented, how about this? This is so weak. The league presented the injury risk of the push-tush based on data modeling, saying defensive players are at risk while launching headfirst and offensive linemen at risk because of their bent posture operating in a narrow window, which could lead to neck injuries. One club executive said, yeah, it's not backed by data. It's basically all just subjective. The deal is the Eagles are better at it. They're just so good at it. It's an automatic first down, and the rest of the league is not as good at it, so they want to ban it.
That's exactly what it is.
That's it.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. But they got to have a reason for it, so they're going to come up with injury. That's always the reason. And if you get enough teams on board, my guess is they'll say only one guy can maybe be behind, or maybe you can't push from the back at all. You can have them there pushing, but then if you're pushing, you're still pushing offensive linemen. You can't. Yeah, they're just going to take it away.
So college used to have the rule, And the pros used to have the rule. You couldn't push, guy. You couldn't.
You can push a player. You can't pull a player in college or pro. Well, it gets
But it used to be you can't push him either. Then they changed the rule where you could. That was illegal. That's what Notre Dame claimed. It was illegal what they did.
Yeah, but they let it go.
They let it go.
That's one that they've never called that.
Oh, no. Yes, they did.
Rarely do they call it. They'll call it for pulling. And I saw them call somebody for pulling this year in the pros, I think, but not in college, or maybe it's the other way around. You can't carry a guy forward with your back to the play pulling. You can't do that. They do let you push all the time. We see guys in the middle of the field getting pushed constantly.
All the time. So, are they going? If they ban the tush push, are they going to ban the midfield push as well?
Should.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see. But it's only because Philadelphia's here's the implications for us. If there's no more tush push, where does Jalen Hurts get drafted now in fantasy? That's the implication for us.
Oh, he takes a huge. Well, they're still going to be good.
Right now, he's the second player taken.
But, you know, quarterback sneak. Still going to be really good with quarterback sneak.
Yeah. He's strong. He's got strong legs. But I don't know that they do it as often.
I don't know that it changes it a whole lot. I mean, some of these plays are just ridiculous. But, yeah, I mean, you really can see a difference. When they're showing the overhead view right now, you really can't see a difference when the push goes. But, I mean, it's easier when Josh Allen or.
No, but he wasn't great at it. He fumbled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember?
No.
The Eagles are in a different neighborhood.
Jalen is. But, you know, is this football?
Yeah, I don't. Is it rugby?
Is the tush push football?
Or is it rugby?
Yeah. It's not like, I don't know. It doesn't feel like a football play, but at the same time, we've always heard if you don't like it, stop it. But I don't know how you stop it because you have a snap count advantage if you're a defense. And who was it last year that just kept jumping off sides over? They just kept jumping over the top, and it was a penalty, jumping over the top.
Oh, yeah.
And finally the officials had to say.
We'll give him a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to because you have no more room to go.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what they do. It's just weak just because one team is so much better than everybody else that we gotta get rid of it. The Yankees bats. The Yankees' illegal bats. They're legal, according to the Major League Baseball. They hit 9 home runs in a game, had 15 over the weekend against the Brewers. The team made custom bats to improve hitting for players. They put more concentrated wood in the barrel of they concentrated the wood in the barrel of the bat.
So take it
right at the label.
Take the end of the bat and some of that, and let's move it down. Is what you're saying about 4 inches,
right?
3 inches, and so it's created like a bowling pin effect. Is what they're calling it. And so because the analytics found that they're hitting the ball lower, not the barrel, but more the label. So they said, well, let's put more of the wood where they're hitting the ball, which is pretty smart. And so they had the bat made that way, and the Yankees are murdering them.
The bat shall be a smooth, round stick, not more than 2.61 inches in diameter at the thickest part, and not more than 42 inches in length. The bat shall be one piece of solid wood. That's it. That's the regulations. Rule 3.02. That's it. So where you load up and barrel the bat is up to you. I'm surprised this hadn't happened before.
Well,
I mean, is it? Well, you needed some kind of physicist to get.
Well, you have to, like, now you have certain kind of tracking where you know where you're hitting the ball. It's always believed that you hit it on the barrel. You know, you want to catch it at the sweet spot. So if you're not doing that, then you need to change your swing so you catch it on a sweet spot. Instead, now they're just saying, well, let's meet it where the problem exists. Let's not put it at the sweet. Let's change the sweet spot then. Yeah. Why are we having guys try to chase the sweet spot?
Why wouldn't it always have been the sweet spot? That's where you barrel the bat.
That's the beauty of analytics is that it kind of thinks simply in a way. Once they answer questions in analytics, it's just the truth. You say, man, it's such a simple approach. I don't know why no one ever thought about that. Because really, if you think about it, it makes like a lot of the decision-making that analytics has brought to the table. And that's what they did. They have the technology to show where the ball is being hit now. And so, but I don't know that some people even knew you could do this with the bat. It's never been thought of.
Well, guess what? Everybody's going to do
now. A bat has always looked a certain way.
Yeah.
That's like, who was the first guy to come up with the putter and say, but they had to limp. What's the rule on that? Because they got some long ass. You can't anchor it. Okay.
No. You can have the long
putter.
Who's
the first person to have a putter that almost went to your neck like a goofy old man? And they got guys putting with this. No. Like, because it's an advantage in terms of how you're able to.
Well, now it's just a pendulum when you do
keep it.
Keep
it from moving.
If you anchor it. But guys are now holding it away from themselves and still able to. Anyway, neither here nor there. It does look like a torpedo, and everybody's going to have one now.
So I would imagine that this is going to be the new way bats look.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're probably going to go, now we're going back to the old way. Because look at the difference. I mean.
Oh, you don't think baseball loves these home runs?
Nine home runs.
You don't think baseball loves this?
No. No. You can't. No.
All they do is try to juice the balls for home runs. Baseball loves home runs.
They took it, actually did the opposite. The only ones that had the juice balls were the Yankees.
And they
unjuiced the balls for everybody else.
Look at the bats.
Now,
Chanky.
The Chanky's got the bats now. I know.
And they got power hitters, so we're going to do this.
They're not
going
to let everybody do it. They just want the Yankees to do it, and they want so the Yankees will win.
I would imagine everyone's going to have a bat made like this, but how long is it going to take?
I don't know how
for
long.
For bat makers to make this.
Well, guess what? I'm telling you, they're going to look at those bats, and they're going to go, okay, we need them now. Everybody except Tampa, Pittsburgh. All the cheap teams, they're not going to do it because they have to pay somebody to do it. Did you see, as a matter of fact, and we're speaking of that, did you see all of the payrolls of the major league teams and the percentage of the money that they bring in, how much they spend on payroll?
Uh-uh.
Revenues for each major league team and the percentage that the teams spend on their payroll. The New York Mets, 2024 payroll, 2024 revenue, $444 million. Their payroll, $400 million. They spent 90% of their revenue on their payroll.
The Players Association loves it.
Oh, Dodgers, revenue? How about the Dodgers? Made $752 million last year.
I mean, what a competitive advantage. But that's why they have the profit sharing.
They spent $549, 73% on their payroll.
Yeah, because
where would you guess the Astros came in on percentage of revenue spent on payroll?
Last year. Pretty high. I mean, they had a lot of dead money. They had Tucker was making okay money in his arbitration year. You had pretty high, I would think, in the top six.
13th.
Okay.
13th. Well, I mean, they made $494 million.
They made $494? They made more than the Mets?
No. Oh, yeah. More than the Mets.
Wow.
$494 million, and they spent $239. They spent 48.5%, which would 48.5%. Put them in 13th.
Ooh,
ahead of them.
Crane is putting some money away.
Mets, Dodgers, Blue Jays. Blue Jays spend a lot of money. Philadelphia spends money. Arizona, but they don't have big revenues. That's the problem with them. San Diego Padres, Texas, Angels, Kansas City, Baltimore, New York Yankees, Detroit, and Houston. The Yankees made $728 million. They spent $362 million. They spent just 49.7% on their payroll.
Wow.
So, I mean, everybody thinks the Astros are cheap. They're about middle of the pack.
I would say, yeah, that's actually a little cheaper than I thought they were going to be. But, you know, Yankees, too. It depends on how many young players you have. If you got a team full of young players,
right,
then you're not going to, you know, you don't need to spend a ton of money if you've got young, grow-your-own type talent.
And it depends on who your owner is. Steve Cohen is he's the richest owner in the league. He don't care.
No.
He don't care about making money on the Mets. He wants to win.
The Yankees have intentionally gotten away from the just buy everything. Like, they're trying to be more, but they did make a trade for Juan Soto in the middle of the year. So they added Juan Soto. But, you know, their whole thing is a few years back, they kind of followed the Astros model and said, let's get away from just buy. Let's try to get some younger talent that we're actually, you know, cultivating ourselves. So I do give them credit for trying to get away from the stupid approach that they have. But, I mean, the Dodgers are going the other way. They're just cheating with this. They're just loopholing the tax code
Yeah.
Basically, it's like their Apple going somewhere so they don't have to pay any taxes. They just pay everyone's salary 30 years down the road.
No, that's not true. They actually paid they paid the most by far, double what the Mets paid
Ohtani.
On tax. They spent $150.
When I say tax code, it's like finding a loophole, a cheat, where you have these corporations who don't pay taxes. That's what they basically done with these salaries that they don't have to pay for.
It's funny, though, even with all the deferred money, last year they paid $150 million on the luxury tax. The Mets paid $71 million on the luxury tax.
They had stars all over the place.
The Yankees paid $52. The Red Sox paid $91 million on the luxury tax, and they sucked. Only seven teams paid luxury tax. The Astros did not. They did not pay luxury tax money last year. But they're about middle of the pack. They're 13th in the league as far as percentage of revenues. Not cheap, but also not extravagant. 713-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here and hang out with us. Back to the Cougs on the other side. We'll hear some. We'll get some sound from the Cougs and their huge Final Four push yesterday. Right now, though, a little Underdog.
Underdog Fantasy. What are we doing with Underdog Fantasy? Well, we got a lot going on right now with Underdog Fantasy because let's take a look at this. We've got March Madness is here, so you're going to be playing your March Madness with Underdog Fantasy. You're going to watch the games. You're also going to play the games with Underdog Fantasy. What else are you doing? Well, you've got Major League Baseball's underway. You've got the Rockets coming down to the end of the year, and soon we'll have playoffs. There's so much for you to do, and with Underdog Fantasy, you just take your swing with baseball. You get a couple of players, and you go higher or lower. That's how you start, just two. But you can go up to five, six, seven, and then you can win up to 1,000 times your original play. Now, with Underdog Fantasy, what's different is they have flex options. Let me tell you about flex options. It's basically insurance. If you pick three players, then with the flex, you only have to win two of the three, and you can still get a payout. And, of course, if you go higher, like three out of four, four out of five, your payout's going to end up going higher and higher and higher. It's a great way for you to use your sports knowledge, make real money, and you know what? Honestly, just have a fun time. Have a fun time watching these games and sweating along with the statistics. Less strikeouts than you want, higher strikeouts, total bases, three-point shots. It's all there for your favorite players. There's so many stats. Use your knowledge. Make real money. But you must use promo code Lance to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash. That's available when you use promo code Lance as your on your first deposit. It's Underdog Fantasy. Play along with the games that you're watching and have fun with Underdog. You must be 18 or older. At present, state where Underdog Fantasy operates, terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncbgambling.org.